Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh, oh. Oh yeah. Sing it. Sit prime an hour. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. We rocking the top, baby. We got one chance to get this done and get it done right. Let's get it started. Positive standing. There's better love.
Girl, that's what I got.
There's no better love. That's right. There's no better love than for self and kind. No better love. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all of our listeners. And we have new listeners around the world, in Tunisia, in Ghana, Africa, and Indonesia. Welcome, welcome, welcome all to our listeners in Canada as well. And in Colombia, South America. We appreciate you. Continue to listen and continue to import and to support the Empowerment Network. Sometimes it's like that. I just want to say thank you to all of you who are listening today, who join us. This show is about us, so let's get to the mission of the NAAEA, which is the National African American Empowerment Association. And that mission is simply to ensure that the mission and the needs of the African American community are met through the development of programs and services that educate, inspire, motivate, and empower our community, that's African Americans, to do more, to become better, to become inspired, motivated, empowered, right? To transition ourselves from just being consumers to being producers, to being on the top shelf and not the bottom rung. We're going to do the work of working on ourselves. And it's so it is a collective movement of saying we're going to make some changes. And we're proposing that those changes are made in five critical areas. They are politics, a political agenda. Let's start to control, manage, understand, and manipulate the politics in our area. Economics, let's manage and control and manipulate the economics in our communities. That is on a state level, a local level, and a national level, and even internationally. We have to be able to do the work of changing our reality. Then there's A, that's athletics. Health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition. Are you taking care of your mind? Are you taking care of your body? Are you taking care of your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, and your spiritual health? That's your job to take care of you. That's the work that you need to do because you have to be around to educate and inspire the next generation. And then the C is culture. Relevant cultural programs to help give us boundaries, limitations, and also exude the confidence that we need to have within ourselves, that we are proud. And one thing I will say is that with culture, it tells you how great your ancestors were. They weren't just slaves, I'm going to tell you that, because inside of them was gospel, was jazz, and all the stuff that we know as music now came from their suffering. So as we, for many Christians who celebrate Easter, let's remember our ancestors who also bled and died to make this country what it is. That's right, I said it. Our ancestors bled and died. They were hung up too, strung out and died for us, that we continue to strive and survive in this nation we call the United States. And then lastly is education, comprehensive education that will allow us to flourish mentally, right? To dedicate ourselves to become inspired and empowered, to understand what we need to do as we continue to move forward. That's right, forward, positively forward, as great as we can be, as great as we can be. Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, man, we got the deck.
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
That's right, Brother Stan. That's a reflection from my brother Stan. He's going to keep telling us because he's going to keep talking to us. And although he's not with us physically, I know the message continues.
But we must unify. And let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races.
That's right.
And be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth.
Y'all know that's my favorite word. I like that, brother. He said we need to find our own space. So today is Potluck Saturday. And the question is, what's going on? So we're going to talk about what's going on in your mind. It's an open forum, an open discussion. We're going to talk about what's happening out there in the streets, right? And so a few things I would like to mention is Nas, or Lil Nas G and the Satan Shoe. What's up with that? I ain't knocking it. I'm just asking a question. Shooting at the Capitol. Found out it was a black man. There was no shooting the other day. Maybe one, though. Hey, but somebody lost their life, so I'm not feeling good about that. But that's the state, man. They still shooting and killing people, you know, with automatic weapons around the country. And then we need a coronavirus update. How are we doing? So we're going to check in. And Brother George is off this week. His son is having matrimony as we speak, so we want to say thank you to him for the Willie Lynch moment. So I'll stand in for him, and I'll be really brief and saying, you better understand the Willie Lynch chip that's going on inside of you, that program that's playing. You need to figure out what's going on that keep you doing the same stuff that you're doing instead of pushing toward being the best that you can be. Imagine today for just a minute, if you would decide in your heart and mind that I'm going to push past average. How about that? Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to push past average this week and see how well I can propel myself into the next level of me. How can I become greater than I was yesterday? How can I push toward the high mark within myself, challenging myself to push more and more? And it's self-determination is our Kwanzaa principle. I told y'all we're doing 365 days of Kwanzaa. Let's practice determining for ourselves who we will be, naming ourselves self-determination. Let's name ourselves. Let's speak for ourselves. Let's create for ourselves. And I think you all know with the NAEA, that's what we're doing. We're going to speak for ourselves and name ourselves and become the courageous descendants of those who fought, bled, and died for the right to be what? Just a human being. Let me say that again. You have the right to be a human being. Let's exercise that. But since we're free and we're emancipated, let's use our freedom for good. Let's exploit our freedom now. Let's take our freedom to a higher height where we're the best that we can be at all times. All right. That's my spiel for today. Hey, it's Potluck, so the lines are going to be open. And it's free for you to share what's on your mind. I'm going to the top of the deck. Guess what that is? It's 9282. Here I go. Oh, yeah.
Bring it! What? Right here.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going anywhere.
9282. Are you there?
My brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Hope all is well with all.
Assalam, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine, brother. Fine. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Above ground.
Yes, sir.
And going hard.
Yes, sir.
I'm going hard to the end, brother. To the end.
Perpendicular, huh?
You got that right. And percolating.
Yes, sir. Look.
Still percolating.
You said potluck, right, today?
His potluck is wide open.
Okay. A couple things I want to start with. First thing I think we need to do as a people, and I'm really honing in and on focusing on us, you know, trying to undo Willie Lynch. And in focusing on us, we should ask ourselves a question. How would the world look if we were in charge?
I like that.
And when you're trying to answer that question, try to answer that question independently of white man's thought. In other words, give me some ideas. Express how it would look if we were in charge, and don't give me what white folks would do. Give me what you would do, what we would do. How would it look if we were in charge? Now, my answer would be, and I guess people will have different opinions of this or different definitions of this and so forth, but my answer, the short answer for me would be, if we were in charge, the world would look like heaven. What is that? Love, peace, happiness. Understand, I ain't saying nothing about no jobs. I ain't saying about no politics. I ain't saying about love.
I'm liking this.
Is how it's going to be. We all together, working together, sharing, living together. You know, it's not you, it's not me, it's us. If we were in charge, there would be no murders. There would be no rapes. There would be no child pornography. There would be no hell. It would be heaven. That's what we need to start thinking about. What would it look like? And I also want to say, back in the day on the plantation and slavery and so forth, there were a lot of people who died so we didn't have to live in this hell that we're in today. There were a lot of people who threw the babies overboard. A lot of people who jumped overboard, a lot of people who jumped with their children overboard so you didn't, once they realized the situation they were in, they decided, I will not live in hell. If I cannot be free, I will die. I will not live in hell, and I'm going to take my children with me. I will not leave my children to be raised in this hell. Without me, unconscious of who they are, who their ancestors are, who their God is, who they are. No. That's a death sentence, a lot of us decided. And said, no, not move forward. And also we need to stop saying now what something you just said earlier. And I hear it all the time. I heard it this week, again in conversations I was having with some people. Black people won't do this. Black people will never do this. Black people will don't. Black folks don't understand this. Black folks, it's just we crabs in a bucket. We pull each other back down as one trying to get out. We black people this, black ain't this, black. We need to start saying, I will do this. Forget about everybody else. We're saying all the black. We got to stop making our decision predicated on what other black folks will do.
Stop like
using
that.
Excuses to say other black folk won't do, black folk won't do this, niggas won't do this, niggas won't do nothing. No, start saying, I will do this. What is it I will do? I will be honest with myself. I will be honest
like
with
that.
My people. I will love myself. I will do whatever it is I need to do to make us better as a people, regardless of if my brothers and sisters doing it or not. Stop saying what black folk won't do. Start saying, I will do what I need to do to make the world better for us. What would it look like if I was in charge? My first question, that's what we need to ask ourselves. And then we need to say, what do we need to do? Or more importantly, what I need to do to make that happen, to bring it into fruition. That's what we need to do. Stop saying that black folk won't do it, therefore I ain't going to do it. Come on. That's a terrible excuse. We can, it starts, like I've said, it starts with us. It starts with me. We must focus on us. What is this world going to look like if I'm in charge, brother? Thank you for that opportunity, man.
All right. Hang in there now. I'm coming back to you. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
So what would it look like, the brother said? So let's imagine a world. Now, we got to get past some stuff because a lot of us still messed up for a whole lot of reasons. So I'm saying, ooh, I'm kind of shaking in my boots a little bit when I start thinking about some of us being in charge because some of us just ain't ready and we need some work. How are we going to do the work of getting ourselves ready because some of us are just not there, period. Sorry, would be a wonderful world if it could be that way, but whoa, buddy, some of us just ain't ready to lead. Some of us ain't ready to stand in the back. But how do we help ourselves, right? And being really positive about it, I like it, because it's a great world that we can have. I think we got to develop our children. I think we got to start thinking about how we're going to implement some strategies that are going to help us get out of our way in a lot of areas, because we have to begin to stimulate think tanks. We need to stimulate critical thinking, right, within our people, and compassion as well. Some of us, and a conversation was had this morning about tough love, and I think tough love can be challenging, but I also think tough love can be really abusive, and we have a tendency, based on our slave history, got to understand that, to be really critical and really abusive. We learned that from our slave masters. Guess what? I'm going back to the lines. I'm going to hit this thing. Watch this, y'all. I'm going to 6306. We ain't going nowhere. 6306, you talking to me today? If you talking, I'm listening. 6306 is Marvin Rome. You're on live, Empowerment Hour. Going once.
Sorry, I muted my own phone. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. What's happening?
Nothing. So I was thinking about what Mr. Chambers said. And to think of the opposite of what he said, I mean, not... I'm agreeing with him 100%, 120%.
All right.
But on the opposite of that, I heard a quote one day, and I know Rita Rick said this, and it stuck out in my mind, about how us as black people, if you're here today, it means your ancestors were survivors.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to survive a lot of stuff. Well, our ancestors had to survive a lot of stuff. We're still surviving a lot of stuff because of what they've done to us. And what they're doing to us, but
still doing
to us. You know, you think about, you know, it's a shame that thinking about the George Floyd trial this week. You know, we're talking about a dead man being on trial for somebody killing him.
Mm.
That officer's not on trial. George Floyd is on trial.
Tell it, sister.
Yeah. So you know. Just the fact that we're here is a testimony, you know, because like Mr. Chambers said, we could have been in the bottom of the ocean trying to avoid the hell. But the ones that did stick it out, you know, they survived the hell. And we're still surviving the hell. It's not as hellish as it was before in some ways, you know, but, you know, because it's not as hellish as it was before, like you said, we need to take our opportunities and start taking advantage of them, you know, finding those avenues so that we can empower our own communities.
I like that. We done went from boiling hot to simmering, but it's still hell. Either way, let's continue to work together. Sis, I'm going to come back to you in a few. Thank you, though.
Okay.
She made a great point, and I failed to mention that. George Floyd trial, Derek Chauvin, his trial is going on this week. What do we think about that, right? This is Potluck Saturday. I want to know what's on your mind, what you got going on, what you think about what's happening in the community or in the space that we live in. All right, here we go. Y'all ready? I'm going on over to 8128. You ready? I like this. What? 8128. What's happening? 8128. Going once. Going twice. I'm going down to 4692.
I'm here.
Oh, you almost lost your space. 4692. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
I'm going to
hold you off for just a minute, sister, and I'm going to take 8128, but you right next in the queue. Thank you, sister. All right, you slow on the handle, brother. You slow on the trigger. If this was the Wild Wild West, you would have got shot. What you got, brother?
I'm listening to what the brothers and the sister was saying, including the George Floyd trial. But, I mean, what else could we expect? We know that they're going to try to change the narrative. They're going to try to – they always – what is new? Nothing. So the thing
and
is
in this,
this
country.
In this country. Right? The thing is this. Okay. We should not even be allowing this particular type of thing to be taking place. We have to stand up every time. You know, and I have to say this. We got to take pointers from what the Jews did. Like every time they say something that don't that sounds a little bit against what they are about, every one of them stands up, no matter what it's about, and has something to say about don't you even try it. But that takes us really learning how, as the brother was saying, to love ourselves, because we would make this world totally different, because we as
got
a unified
right.
group would be totally against everything that everybody now looks at as being the way in which they have to act, think, and believe. Because none of those things have anything to do with us. So if we even consider the things that's going as being something that we need to react to, then we're wrong. We need to react to ourselves, not to someone else's accusation about us. And leave
like that
to wherever it goes and just concentrate on us. Self-sufficiency, self-knowledge, self-love, self-belief. All you got to do is concentrate on yourself, and all of that will disappear. All of that outside interference, that white noise, would disappear. Think about what you truly want outside, as the brother said, of what you've been given as a narrative and the creative process to begin. Really. Yeah? Just think about yourself. Love yourself, and you'll start loving your people. And then we can start having, like what the brother was saying about, we need a place where we can all come together and work this out outside of the narrative. Some people are doing it. I think it's what it is. Georgia started new counties. Other people are talking, but we do need to come together, or else there will be no black community. Because they are hell-bent on destroying every one of them. We have to look at that and come together and save ourselves. There ain't nobody else can do it. And we can not only just save ourselves, we can create something brand new.
I like that.
As a result.
I like
all
that, brother.
Is just look in the mirror and focus on that. That's it.
All right. Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back around. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Guess what we got to do? We better do what he said. This some good old self-talk right now. This some good, you know what they tell me, this is called black talk, right? This some good old black talk, because guess what? We need to start loving ourselves, and that's just the truth, right? When you look at the condition of what we call black communities, guess what? I'm going on over to
bring it!
4692. I had to cut that off. 4692, you there?
It is something.
Yes, I'm here.
I had to cut that off. So I was getting ready to go on a rant. It's your turn.
Well, I'm going to shift gears there. What I'm going to say to you is when we look at this, let's take the phrase, a rising tide lifts all boats. My question is, when we think about ourselves, are we rising, helping the tides rise, or what is it that we are doing? And I'm taking that personally. So I think about myself, and I say, what is it that I'm doing that's causing the tides to lift? And one of the things that I'm trying to do is that I advocate in general is don't be a thermometer, be a thermostat. So you might come up against a situation where tensions are high or pressure is high. Are you just reflecting what's going on in the room, in the space, in the mind headset? Or are you able to adjust it so that something positive can come out of it? Because if we're not moving forward, even if we're standing still, we're moving backwards.
That's
really what I'm thinking about, just whether it's the conversation, whether it's the room, whether it's the debate. My question is, what are we doing to lift the other boats around us? And my contribution to that is to be more of a thermostat rather than a thermometer. And that's my challenge to all of us who are on this call today. Let's try to be more of a thermostat.
I like that, sister. I'm going to try to wrap around back to you in a minute. That is beautiful. She said you need to do a temperature check. Are you a thermostat? Great day. Are you measuring the temperature? Or are you the one that can do something about it? Are you just hot air just blowing? Or are you cold air just blowing? Are you the one that can bring it down or turn it up? Are you the measure? And I'll say this. I don't judge one way or the other. But what I do, like she said, is I measure. I'm going to measure folk. I'm going to measure situation. I can't judge, but guess what? If I'm measuring, then like a tailor or even somebody who's measuring a long jump, I can figure out what the distance is just by understanding what distance is. Wrap your head around that one, people. But guess what we got to do? The one thing that we have to do is stop judging each other. And I think we've learned to be extremely critical of each other because we've been taught to oppose one another. That's that Willie Lynch chip that continues to thrive inside of us. We have to be able to disconnect that chip and learn how to love ourselves and each other. If and when we can do that, like the brother said, the world would change. But I think first the work is to look at yourself. Like she said, what are you doing? How are you making a difference? What's going on in your life? So I'm going to ask the question again, what's going on? The question, the topic for today is what's going on? What's happening, people? What's happening? We got a whole lot going on. Look, chaos, questionable behavior. But when are you going to look at yourself and say, how can I make a difference? What can I do? Who am I and what I can do to make a difference wherever I am in my community? In my home, and in my family, and within myself. When are you going to make that decision? Because guess what? It starts with you. All right, I'm going on over to 9560. I'm going to crank this thing up for you. 9560, are you ready?
Bring it.
Break
it. What?
What you got? We ain't going nowhere. Uh-huh. 9560, you talking to me today? 9560 going on. Oh, that's easy. It's spot luck. You talk about whatever you want. It's quick. The theme is what's going on. We talking about what's going on with you, what's going on in life, what's going on, what's happening, what's going on. That's what it is.
Today is a great
day. We talking
day.
About George.
You know, talking about George Floyd and the case. I think it's taken a long time for them to get to the point. You know, sometimes all this talking about it and proving it, we've all seen the video. We already know what decisions need to be made. Hopefully they make the decision without continuing this process. It's taking too long. And, you know, it's unfortunate even, you know, them interviewing the young man that was working in the store and his thought, he has remorse. Maybe things could have been different if he didn't call the police. But how many times do we have that gut feeling if we second guess that we should call the people that's supposed to protect them and serve, which is very unfortunate for our community. So I think there's a lot of things that have to change, but it starts with us.
You got that right, sister. You got that right. I appreciate that. I'm going to try to wrap on around. I like that, though. Guess what? What does protect and serve mean? Right? What does it mean? I'm just saying it because it sounds good. Is our community being protected and served, or is it being occupied? What's going on? I was over there in the public housing community in three of them in the last 3 weeks, and you should see how the police is riding through there like it's a base in Afghanistan. Our people are being policed, maybe because they don't know how to conduct themselves. So maybe we need to do something about that. But Lord, 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 if you could see how they patrolling and imagine how the people being treated. Imagine if that was you. Some people are like, yeah, well, they. Well, who would they and what would it be like if you lived over there because your economic situation or something happened? But I'll tell you this. Again, you can't judge. You can't judge nobody's situation until you look at yourself. And George Floyd, let me talk about that for a minute. Now I'm going back to 9282. Everybody know one thing. A man died. We know that. He died, passed away. The second thing that we know is all of us in the world saw how that happened. And no matter what nobody tell me, I know what my eyes saw. And so if you just go back for a moment and play it back in your own mind for 8 minutes and 40-something seconds, that tells it all. I can measure time. Remember I told you I'm measuring. I measured the time that he put his knee on his neck to the time he let it off. That's a measure. I measured the time that it took for him to get on him and the time it took for him to get off. And the time that he lived and the time that he died was in between. I can measure that. I can measure a person's conduct by what they do. So let's not avoid the real truth is, and you can paint it however you want to paint it, but a man died because another man put his knee on his neck till he couldn't breathe no more. How about this? Go to the pool and put your head under the water for 8 minutes and 42 seconds to see what happens. 9282. See, I told y'all I'm almost on a rant today. Woo! Pull back, Marv. Pull back. 9282.
Bring it! What?
What? 9282.
Yes, sir, my brother. Quick question.
Man, I'm about to go on a rant.
What's the definition of a fool? You know what I did to find a fool?
Yeah. Can I raise my hand? I'm raising my hand.
Go ahead.
Somebody that keeps doing
stuff
over and over again, believing something's going to change and it ain't going to change. That's mine. What you got, brother?
Say that again. Say that again. It's someone who keeps doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
They call it insanity, too.
Exactly. Why? George Floyd. I mean, we keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting things to change. We keep saying, oh, it's getting a little better. It ain't as bad as it used to be. He used to have 400 inches up my butt. Now he got 485. So he took a little bit out. It's getting better. It's getting a little better. Just keep hope alive and hang in there. And eventually, one day, I may not see it, but one day, and I know it's coming, well, we're going to have our way and things going to get better. Look. We need to stop glorifying the fact or being happy about the fact that we're surviving in hell. We need to survive to destroy hell, not to survive in hell and be happy that we're surviving in hell because it's still hell. We need to survive. We need to get hell to the point where hell don't want to see us anymore because hell knows that we are the death of it.
That would be a hellraiser.
It'd be a hellraiser, and it comes right back around to what we've been talking about. Brothers and sisters have been mentioning, it's got to start with each one of us. We've got to get the hell out of us. We've got to be honest with ourselves. We've got to admit the hellish things that we do in our lives, that we tolerate in this world, and et cetera, et cetera. I know some folk gonna get angry with me now for saying this, but I just don't think there gonna be any gay men in a heaven, any gay women in a heaven. Men and women should be together. That's how we produce our future. There's not gonna be any pedophiles in heaven. There's not gonna be any liars and adulterers in heaven. You know, there's not gonna be men who beat their women in heaven. We gotta get that hell out of us.
I don't know.
It starts with each one of us. We got to get the hell out of us, brother. We've got to get hell to the point where hell don't want to see us, because hell know we are the death of it, because it cannot exist in us. Brief quickly, God created the devil. Therefore, God created evil, because God created everything. But the Bible even said God had kicked the devil out of heaven. In other words, God had to get the devil out of him. He had to master the evil in him. But he created all things, which makes him God. So he
had
to create everything. He had to he created everything, and he's the master of it all. So he had to master the hell in him. He had to master the evil in him. We've got to master the hell in us. We've got to master the hell, the evil in us, and then we will see heaven. We will see the peace. We will see the love. We will see all those things, and we'll see it in each other. Again, it starts with us as individuals. I've got to do it, brother, and I ain't there yet. You've got to do it. We've all got to do it. We got, like you just said, ain't going to be nobody in heaven. Once I start
gonna
naming
be very
things, they're not going to be there. You'll say, going to be very few.
Start to go down that list, boy.
So I'm telling you. That's why the Bible says only going to be 144,000, right? When they talk about the in Revelations, when they talk about the end of the world and they're coming, only 144,000. How many people on this planet supposed to be? 8, 9, 10 billion?
Right.
And you talk 144,000? It's like you said, brother, going to be very few.
All I'm going to say is this, brother. I can't count nobody. I ain't measuring that, right? That's for God to decide who get in, who don't. But that's a whole other life from there. I got to focus on what we're going to do now and change what we got going on. Because that afterlife is just for that. But right now, we're in the land and living, and we got some work to do to get ourselves right before
my afterlife my afterlife is now. Life
that's
after
right.
hell.
I like
get that
I
devil
like that.
Out of you. That's my afterlife. Life after I get
I
this
that.
Hell out of me. You know what I'm saying?
I've heard that.
All right, brother. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, brother. Hey,
yes,
when
sir.
Are you going to master yourself, the brother's saying? If you don't do anything else, let's start thinking about some things. And guess what? I'm going to invite you. You still got a chance. It's 845-277-9250 if you want to join the conversation. The crew is here with me. We're hanging out talking about topics that we like to discuss within the community. All we're doing is having a conversation about what we need to do. And sometimes you got to figure out what's going on. We need to know exactly what's going on and then what we're going to do about it, because somebody got to start changing what's happening. Well, we are. We keep seeing it. You see it, right? Why do people keep getting gunned down in this country? Because it reflects the state of the consciousness of the people by what they do. Why they keep trying to change the laws and the rules? Because it's a reflection of what people are on the inside. That's what the brother's really saying. He's saying you got a hellish attitude, you got a hellish mindset. Why do we continue to have racism? Because it is a direct reflection of what's going on the inside of an individual. Why do we abuse our spouses or our male, female, whatever relationship you're in? Why do you do that? Because it is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. Why do we keep having trauma in our community? Why do our young people continue to shoot and kill and maim each other? And not only just young people, a whole lot. Because it is a reflection of the consciousness of the people that live on this earth. I'm going over to 6306. I'm coming back to you, sister.
Bring it! What?
6306, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
what
I
you
have
got?
A question about what Mr. Chambers just said. About Revelation, and it said there's 144,000 people in heaven. How do we know heaven isn't already full if only 144,000 is allowed?
Uh-oh. It's already full. No vacancy.
It's
where
full.
You going? Imagine
I mean,
that,
saying,
right? I ain't trying to, I'm not.
We have billions of people on earth right there, but we've had billions of people on earth before us. So how do we know that 144,000 isn't already chosen?
Oh, man.
I don't know. I was just curious
imagine
about
that.
He just brought it up.
Just imagine that. Heaven got a no vacancy sign on it. We in trouble.
Right.
We got to stay down here with these folks. Maybe we can go to Mars, because that's the next mission for some people trying to get up off this planet. But that's a whole nother subject right there. You got anything else, sister?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Man, listen, this is a conversation. This part, look, Saturday, right? What's going on? That's the question. What's going on? My brother said we need to work on ourselves, and we do. The sister said we need a temperature check. We need to really look at ourselves and examine what's going on. Again, this is Potluck Saturday. It's a conversation, right? This is, I'm calling it black talk. Why can't black people have good, healthy conversations without getting mad with each other because we have a position? The great thing about this show is it's a free space to share your thoughts or your ideas. If I don't agree with you, I can't get mad with you. I can try to understand your perspective, or I can try to enlighten you if that's the case, but I ain't going to argue with nobody about what they think or feel. But I can say that if we look at what's happening, we will see a direct reflection of what's going on the inside of the people who live around us. I'm going over to 8128. I'm getting ready to crank up the volume for you, brother. 8128. I'm probably wondering why I play that song, right? Because we ain't going nowhere. We've been here too long. Our people before our blend died. We're going to do something about it. 8128, what's happening, brother?
Well, you know, you got that right, brother. We ain't going nowhere unless we really want to go somewhere. Okay? I mean, either way. Okay, the thing is, you know, and actually, you just brought back up the topic I wanted to talk about. And the fact that we need to hold those conversations with each other without getting mad. No, I mean, when are you going to get upset with when you're looking at the reality of what's going on? We ain't talking about you having to figure nothing out. All you got to do is look around. You ain't got to, but you need to look inside you in order for you to have a conversation. If you're just talking about what's going on outside, then you're totally empty or eluding the reality of the situation. We have to have conversations between each other about what's going on inside of us, not what's going on outside of us, because that'll stop automatically if we do that. Because if you say that you don't like something, then that means you got to change it. Otherwise, why would you even, you know, what's the point? The fact of the matter is that that's all we need to do, is to look inside ourselves and have a conversation. Okay,
like a
conversation is where two people exchange information and are open to receive new information. You can't do that if you're just looking outside you and pointing fingers, right? Because, you know, what do they say? When you point a finger, one's pointing back at you. The thing is, you got to try, like you said, with yourself. And by doing that, I mean, just have a conversation. What can I do to change what I see outside of me, inside of me? Where am I also a culprit, you know? So we're part of our problem in this scenario, okay? And remove yourself from the scenario and in a negative capacity. And only you can do that. Only each and every one of us can do that, right? You got to do it individually, but we need to do it collectively at the same time. By talking to each other. Real, honestly. The way that we used to talk to each other when we were physically in bondage, we really did more than we do when we're not physically in bondage. We fought for 500 years against the forces of darkness in the mannerism of these Europeans. And it's so little of it is known in a broad sense that we have no idea really how really strong we were when we were under the greatest pressure. You can free yourself from psychological change just by opening your mouth and talking to each other.
Mm. I like that.
Our ancestors had to do a hell of a lot more to feed them things than we need to do. But it may be equivalent in the sense that we have accepted the mental change.
Mm.
We need to stop accepting that, the change, and accept ourselves. Then things can start to change. As long as we stand and looking outside ourselves, we can't find out what's going on inside ourselves. We're avoiding it. You know? Just simple thoughts, suggestions, things that you just might want to do or pass on to somebody, right? What could you do, period, to change anything that's going on inside of you that might help the situation outside of
you? Mm-hmm.
Simple question, right? But it has a real serious, deeply seated answer. But we need to find it.
What's the answer? What's the answer, brother?
Right? Mm-hmm. Self-love and consideration.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a foundation for going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself the same consideration that you give other people who don't want to do nothing for you, and you're giving them consideration by trying to mimic them, by trying to do anything that is outside of what you naturally would do, and you can't know what you naturally would do if you focus on what somebody else is telling you, or believe, or think, or feel.
Hmm.
You got to cut the chains inside if you want to cut them outside. Got to start with yourself.
I like that.
Goes back to self-love and consideration. Right?
All right, thank you. All right, thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Hey, there's some good thoughts there. Good thoughts. Thank you, brother. I'm going to ask a question. What are the things that we continue to avoid that are glaring and apparent within your own life, within your own self? What are those things that we need to really look at and say, you know what, we got to start scrutinizing? Not like what we talk about, constructive criticism, no. We need to really scrutinize. That means we need to go get a magnifying glass and really look down in that lens and see what's there about us that we need to correct, the things that we need to check about ourselves. Because we're willing, like the brother said, we're willing to point that finger at other people. But how about pointing that finger back at yourself? How about taking a real close look at yourself and making some adjustments? That's what we're talking about today. What's going on? Hey, this has been a great conversation. I'm going to keep it going. We got a few more minutes left. I'm going to slide on down in a minute. But I just want to say this, right? When we look at what's going on, right, the state, and again, we're not talking about everybody else all the time. We're talking about the state of Black America, right? And then we can expand that out to say the state of Black diaspora, right, from the continent on out in any direction. What's the state of mind that we're operating in? And then when you narrow it down to a microscopic level, what is the state of your home and your family and your community? And wherever a majority of African Americans live, what is the state in that community? And if you got some really good ones, then we need to start multiplying that exponentially. If we have some negative ones or some communities that need work, let's go get the work on them. But let's don't tell people how to live. Let's be examples. Let's be examples. And that way we'll know what's going on instead of continuing to ask what's going on. I'm going over to 4692. Bring it. 4692. What you think about that?
Well, I got a lot of thoughts, but since this is not Potluck Friday, what did you say? It's toss up.
It's
Saturday?
Potluck Saturday.
Okay,
we're
Potluck
talking about
Saturday.
What's going on.
I'm gonna throw something else in the mix.
Wow.
I wanted to challenge this idea of race. Is it real or is it memory? And I believe that race is a construct that's been put
you
in place.
That right.
to generate systems that serve to separate, divide, and I mean, that's not profound, but it's really something for us to think about. If you go into other countries, they don't even have your race on your birth certificate. It's a foreign concept outside of this country to actually put the color of someone's skin on an application when you're applying for a job. But in this country, we collect that data because we're trying to keep things flowing in a direction. I like it when my brother, who is always a little more provocative in his response so that he can, it's like hyperbole, provoke us to think, because left in its common state, we would just probably acquiesce. So I'm not mad at that. But what I would say is this introspective thing where we need to look at ourselves and figure out what we need to do, whether it's to be saved from hell or stop causing hell. I'm with that idea. But it still comes back to this idea of, are we reflecting what's going on? Are we just going along with it? So that's the kind of mood I'm in right now. I'm in that questioning mood. I don't have a lot of answers. I don't have a lot of solutions. But I'm looking inward, and I'm saying, what more can I do that's going to benefit the broader people, starting with myself? So that's all I got for you, brother.
Brother Mark.
One more time. I got to hit the streets off. Make the streets talk.
Brother Mark.
I'm here. You there?
Oh, okay. Yes,
yeah,
sir. I'm
yeah,
here.
Sometimes,
I
man.
You.
Yeah, well, sometimes we're doing all the talking, right? And sometimes I want to hear what y'all got to say. Right, and so this is a great opportunity to have a potluck where we're having a conversation, what we're talking about, what's on our mind. And some people don't like that, right? They'll just tune right on out because the facts are going to be glaring them and staring right at them. What you got, brother, as we wrap up today?
Yes, I'm just going to say one thing we must understand, and I'm going to be a little contradictory here. It's hard to be the one. And what I mean by that is when you're doing what is right, you're not looking for approval or acceptance. You're doing it because it's right. And you might look up and find that you're the only one doing it. You're the one. And everybody else gonna turn. May turn against you. May not be even think about Jesus. You know, you're the one. It's hard. But if you believe in yourself, if you know who you are and love yourself, and you know you are standing by right, by righteousness, be the one. If you're the only one and you know it's right, be the one. Be the reflection for the world to see. Even if it costs you your life, be the one. That's the only way we'll change or bring peace, love, and happiness, whatever we call heaven or whatever, into our existence. Be the one. And yes, as we've been saying all day, it starts with you. Be the one. Start with yourself. And when you find yourself, like I said, find the God in you, which is my journey. Find the God in me. If you find the God in you, you will find me. Be the one.
I like that. Thank you, brother. You can't get no better than that.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it. So as I wrap up, I want to leave with a couple of thoughts. The thought is this. We know the situations that go on in our communities, and we can't continue to ignore that. We can't continue to ignore the deficient schools that many of our children go to. We can't continue to ignore the deficient households that many of our children live in. We can't continue to ignore the dysfunctional relationships that we have. And some of those are directly attributed to slavery. We have to understand the impact of slavery and the trauma of slavery that continues to move forward with us. I'm going to wrap up. I'm going over to 8128. 8128, are you there? 8128, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
Final thoughts, I'm brother. Here. Final thoughts.
Well, final thoughts are, like, if I was to put together all that I've heard today on the show, and I think that we all agree, you know, that it is all about us, right? And that we are our only, not only last, but we are our first and last hope. And we've always been that to each other. It doesn't take much for you to look around and see that nothing at all, like the brother say, ain't going to change unless we ourselves change. Change our view, change our belief, change our hearts to start to really value ourselves and what we're really about outside of anybody else's opinion. That's like square one. Value yourself. Value what is important to you, because that's the biggest missing link, as far as I can see. Right? That one thing, to value yourself, will start such a ripple effect, and I can't even imagine how far it can reach. But I do know it will reach everything it's supposed to.
Okay. All right. Thank you, brother. And we will wrap it up on that. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, again, welcome. It's Empowerment Network, right? This is African American Empowerment. And my brother inspired me to play this song because we have an impossible dream, a challenging dream. We have a big goal and a big dream to change those people who have been marginalized, who have been oppressed, who have been traumatized, who've been hurt, with education, with conversation, with information, with love, with kindness, with nurturing. What else can we do? We can't give up. We can't jump off the ship. We got to stand and resurrect ourselves. And the more that you continue to at least listen to this show and share it with a friend, discuss it with your family member, because this is a work that the African-American community has to do. And a lot of us don't want to be it, but you are. You are. But you got to have a mind for your people, and you have to love yourself. So I leave you with this. Love yourself. Become the best person that you can be. Do those things you know you need to do and correct those wrongs. Forgive where you need to forgive and forget where you need to forget. But if you don't do anything else this week and beyond, love yourself. It's the best thing that you can do. There's no greater love than for self and kind. I'm out. Peace.